And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa. We have legendary Captain Pete Grosbeck here talking fishing. And also from Seakeeper, we have West Coast Sales Manager Berkeley Andrews. And all the way from New Jersey, Antro Sempervivo, who's the Vice President of Sales for Seakeeper. And talking about this amazing device and learning about this new technology that is just amazing.
It's killer. I'm going to put a video up on our Facebook page that Berkeley just showed me that's got, that you know, it's one of those seeing is believing where you see the boat rocking around and then you see him kick the thing on and it's steady. And like, that could be us. That could be you on your boat. You know, if you're a guy out there that suffers from motion sickness or your buddies suffer from motion sickness or whatever it is, that can go away. It can go away with an install of a product. And it's so rad that that is a thing. And yeah, we're having
fun.
You're
going to post that up on our Facebook page.
I'm literally.
Let's talk Hookup Radio Show. Of course, you haven't friended us yet. Be sure to friend us on Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. You can do that on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com. On the top right, we have all our social media up there, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. That's pretty much the main ones that we do there, and we'll have a new video, actually, that Ricky produced this week coming up on our YouTube channel from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, going to be lots of fun, and looking forward for everybody to scope that out. We're looking forward to hearing from you this morning, man. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call. We've got a lot of fun coming here in the second hour of Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to be a part of it, 858 area code 457-1090. That's the best number to do it. Again, 858-457-1090, or call us toll-free. We do have a toll-free line open right now. That's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, talking gyros, talking fishing, talking fun, we are going to have a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand-new pair of Maui Jim Haleakalas, a great pair of fishing sunglasses. It's the root beer fade frame with that great neutral gray lens, the highest light reduction for a rich color and contrast. The lens material is the Maui Pure, which is the lightest weight choice for a long day in the sun. An awesome pair of Maui Jims for one lucky caller at the end of the show today.
Indeed. Before we jump back on the phones, I have a question for Andrew. Andrew, when you turn Seakeeper on, you're out rolling around, and you decide, man, it's time for Seakeeper. How long does it take for it to spool up and stabilize the boat?
Roughly about 30 minutes. It varies a little bit per model, which is about the approximate time by the time you get on the boat, get things rigged up, untie, and get out to the inlet. That's typically, 20, 30 minutes or so. So it's, again, average somewhere around 30 minutes to spool up till stabilization, and then it will continue spooling up while working for another 15 or 20 minutes or so until it reaches full RPM and full stabilization.
It just takes time for it to get up to the speed to keep it stable.
Yep, and then, for smaller boats, which may not have as much time, in terms of getting ready and running out, as we get into smaller models and we're going to release some new technology, which will hopefully give us an NMEA interface. So we do hope and believe that we'll have the ability that you could actually start the unit up from your cell phone prior to getting to port. So when you're ready, you just jump on and go.
How cool is that?
When do you start your Seakeeper, Pete? When do you turn it on?
So like Andrew said, you have your procedure when you get on the boat. Fire the generators off, and then I go up on the bridge and turn the electronics off, turn the gyro on, get back down, the coffee going, get all the stuff, fire the thing off. Now there's 20 minutes. And then by the time we get, and we're in Kona Kai, by the time we get to where we're going to speed it up, where it's the daytime, or if we're going slow at night, before we hit Point Loma, it's engaged. So
wow. So yeah. It's just like firing up the engine, firing up the generator.
Yeah.
It's just part of the procedure.
Yep.
And do you use it on every trip?
Yep.
You never turn it off?
No. It's sometimes where we're going back-to-back trips at the dock, what you do is you scale, you bring down the RPM, kind of like a standby mode, sort of call it standby mode. And what it does, it just slows the unit down. And then when you go to fire up in the morning, if you pull the anchor and just move right away, or if you leave the dock right away, you can go back up, and it'll take less time to spool back up.
What if, let's say you're at Catalina on a mooring in the harbor. You leave it on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because all the boat wakes and all that stuff going by. And
might as well, right?
But if we wanted to, like I said, you can scale it down. But you don't because, I mean, you've been in Avalon, and, you know, those boats that go back and forth in the mainland. There's a lot of surge, and there's a lot of rolling around. And, that's another thing, too, is that, you know, you go up there in Avalon and turn the thing on, and you have your buddy tie up next to you. You know, you're not moving.
Yeah. He's rolling around. And he's going, what the heck's going on over there, Pete? That's wild, man.
I can handle that.
Berkeley?
Yeah. Or if you don't have a mooring and it's sold out in the harbor, you go out at the infamous Descanso out there rolling like crazy and not roll at all.
Not rolling.
Oh, what a good call that is, too. I didn't think about that, right?
I like that. Well, on the line, we have a special guy. Of course, everybody knows we talked about yesterday, the first trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, the new three-quarter-day boat. First time in history that Fisherman's Landing's had a three-quarter-day boat was on Friday.
Right.
And we have the guy that caught the very first yellowtail, Ron Richards, on the line. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. Boy, that's quite a distinction to have the first yellow caught on the first three-quarter-day trip ever out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, by one of the oldest guys that was fishing on the boat.
Good. How'd you catch it?
I caught it on yo-yo iron. It was an old fire iron 5 that I had spray painted kind of a burgundy red with some black marks on it to resemble the tuna crab. And I've caught several yellowtail on that jig.
Oh, you better
keep
that
right. Yeah, right?
For sure. That's cool. And how big was the fish?
Not real big, like maybe about 10, 12 pounds.
Yeah, all right. And give us your thoughts on the Liberty.
The Liberty is really a nice boat. They really did a nice job. It's almost too nice for a three-quarter day boat. I think that they should be running it like on day and day and a half trips. It's super nice. I think they redid every inch of that boat. And the galley's like really nice. Sarah, who used to cook on the Pacific Queen's, the cook on there. And the two aft bathrooms are better than some of the bathrooms on long-range boats.
Wow, that sounds so cool.
I mean, they're really nice.
So are you going to go again?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. It's probably going to be the best three-quarter day boat around. It's not quite as good as the Shogun, but that's not a three-quarter day boat.
No, it's a long-range machine.
Didn't you win something for catching the first yellowtail on the boat?
Yes, I got a free trip back on the Liberty and a Salus Jigs hat.
Nice. That's cool, man.
Yeah,
right on.
Good, yeah.
That's great.
Well, that's cool. Congrats.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, though. You said that that's the first time that a three-quarter-day boat has run out of Fisherman's Landing. Are you absolutely positive about that?
First time a scheduled fisherman.
First time there's been a three-quarter-day run. Now, there's certainly been plenty of three-quarter-day charters, and there's been plenty of three-quarter-day, you know, fill-ins here and there when that really good bluefin fishing was, or yellowfin fishing, rather, was going on a couple of years ago. Guys were doing day-and-a-half trips, and then on their scheduled day in, they would do a three-quarter day, you know, in between the next load. But this is the first time there's been a legitimate, local, three-quarter-day run every day of the week going fishing out of Fisherman's Landing.
I see. I just want to say that about back in the early 1970s, I drove down, and I went fishing on a three-quarter-day run, and it was on the qualifier 105 back then.
That's cool.
That's quite
cool,
a three-quarter-day run there.
There were about 90 people on the boat that day.
Probably during the albacore years, right?
Yeah.
All right, Ron. Well, congratulations
on
that fish and aboard the Liberty, and appreciate your call this morning. Thanks a lot for joining us.
All right. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We got the man, your saltwater guide, Dave Hansen, standing by with that fishdope.com report, which today is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality quality and innovation, strength and durability. You can get ready for the big summer season right now because it is going to go off when that yellowfin invades our coast. And you know how that goes. All the popular hooks start to dwindle away in the shop. So stock up now while Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks are in great supplies. Don't wait until your favorite size starts to run short. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to that fishdope.com reporter, Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Loud and clear, buddy.
Okay. Hey, guys, we're out here right now chasing these big bluefin. They're blowing up all around the boat here. I'm kind of excited. I know it's hard to believe. But I wanted to make sure I called in because my buddy Pete's in there. And let me tell you, if you don't have a sea keeper, it's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. He pulled his boat up next to mine the other day at Clemente, and my bosses are sold. They're putting one on the boat now. That thing is amazing.
That's
cool. So cool.
That is, yeah, you need one on that boat.
Yeah, it rocks around way too much. So Pete was nice enough to back in behind me there, and they watched his boat set still while we were flying all over the place. And they're like, we're getting one of those, Dave. So perfect. Thank you very much, Pete.
No problem, Dave. You need all the help you can get.
Yes, I do. Right now I need a lot of help because this stuff's blowing up all around the boat. I just wanted to get my call. And, guys, the bluefin fishing, like Pete was saying, Rick saying, everybody's saying, it's insane. I'm out here with some clients right now trying to get on some fish, so I'm just doing my call-in right now really quick. Shane Mansford summed it up. The bass fishing's insane. Everything's insane right now. If you're not fishing, I don't know what you're doing, but I got to go run on a spot of fish right now. Thanks for letting me call in. I got to go. Bye.
You want more info? Get a Fish Dope subscription.
Yeah, Fish Dope. Yeah, he'll have it all on Fish Dope there. Dave Hansen, who's, it sounds like that fish is up today, which is good news,
no
right?
No doubt, man.
Yeah, fantastic. And fishdope.com, you get $20 off a new membership. If you don't have Fishdope, come on.
Crazy.
You're out of the game. You're out of the game.
You can find out what's going on every single day, where it's biting. You can follow the trend. You can see when that fish is moving offshore. You can see when it's moving inshore. You can follow the icon maps, you know, where you can see the bites happen. You can, you know, Danny and Jason, they'll set it up from several days previous. They got airplane information. I can't believe how rad the pictures that they've been posting from the airplane dope. It is the best fish service there is. I'm with you. You're crazy if you don't have it. It's such an inexpensive
tool. Whether you have
your
own boat or you're going out on a sport boat, you keep tabs on what's going on. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW for a new membership to fishdope.com. $20 off. Check it out, fishdope.com. You know, I just got a text from a buddy of mine, Dave Morgan, who said when the dolphin first splashed back in the 80s, they ran a three-quarter day to the islands as a regular scheduled run out of Fisherman's Landing, and he fished it on many times. So we stand corrected.
All right, there you go. Yeah. Well, that was from Doug and Frank, who are fairly familiar with the run out there. So, yeah, I mean, but yeah, we'll give it to them.
Maybe it was scheduled, but not permanent.
Who knows, man? Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah. Whatever it was, I know that we're really stoked to have the Liberty. I can tell you that much.
No doubt about it. And so now you have half day, three-quarter day, full day, day and a half.
All the way around.
All of the stuff.
And I'll back up what Roy was saying there. That three-quarter day on the Liberty, the boat project that those guys did, it is unbelievable. It really does. It looks like a long run. It's a three-quarter day boat with four heads inside, brand new. It's killer. Bunks, you know, you can jump on a three-quarter day trip in the morning if you drove down from L.A. or Orange County, rack out for a few hours on your way down to the islands, do the same thing, catch a bunch of yellows, get a power nap in on your way home. It's so killer.
Nice. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
They are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk Sea Keeper. We're going to jump right back into the phones and talk to Jim, who's calling us from Oceanside this morning. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Jim.
I have a question about the Sea Keeper. Is how much stress does it put on the boat?
That's a good question.
Yeah, great question.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. We get it asked all the time, and I guess the best way we could say to do it is we've done a lot of retrofits. Approximately 30% of our business is retrofit, and in every application to date where we've had a naval architect review the existing ship structure, it was plenty substantial to carry the loads. And the way that they explain it to me is the way the boats are built, those longitudinals are built to withstand the fore and aft forces. And you can imagine running 30, 40 knots in a head sea. There's a tremendous amount of flex, or there wants to be a tremendous amount of flex on the boat. And those longitudinals are built to provide that strength. And we're tying into the strength of those. And the 8,000 foot-pounds, as I said before, that we're using on a 9 is nothing compared to what that boat is seeing in typical running conditions. in the fore and aft direction.
That's cool.
But that's a very good question. Go ahead, Jim.
Does it take toll after a while?
We have not seen. I mean, we have now 8 years, 3,500 units. We have not had a structural failure or any installation where we have had to go back out and re-strengthen up the mounting area. So from that, I would say absolutely not. But, again, that's what we've seen so far in the first 8, 9 years.
Does hull makeup make a difference, Andrew? Wood, fiberglass, steel, aluminum? I mean, does the make of the hull make a difference?
No, I mean, we've done give another example. In the old 1920s and 30s, Trumpy was a, you know, really popular wooden boat. And, you know, the way those boats are built, you know, they tend to roll quite a bit, quite narrow beam. And we've now refit 3 of those and just tied into the existing wood structure on the boat.
Wow.
So we've done, you know, boats as old as that and wood. Of course, a lot of fiberglass. We've done aluminum. We've done steel. And, again, there hasn't been one structural failure issue to date.
Wow.
Cool.
Interesting. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Good questions there, Jim.
All right. How about next up we talk to Bruce, and Bruce is calling from Huntington Beach. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. Berkeley and Andrew, earlier you mentioned percentage of hull weight at 2.5%. Have you extrapolated that down to, say, a 20-footer?
Yeah, and that's what we're looking at. You know, it's going to vary as we get down in size range. I mean, to give you an idea, that the unit that we intend, or let's just look at the last unit that we released, which was the Seakeeper 5, that unit weighs around 800 pounds, and that will stabilize the boat up to approximately 40,000 pounds. So as we look and we get down into size range, the future products that we want to release would be, you know, at a target for, say, a 28, 30-foot boat would be, you know, something in the 300-pound range.
Uh-huh. One more question. Is it adjustable for pitch and for roll?
No, it doesn't do anything for pitch. So it's a single access, and we're using all the authority to the Thor ship just to reduce roll, so it doesn't do anything for pitch.
So you're still going to go up and down. You're just not going to go side to side.
Yep.
Yeah, up and down.
Exactly.
You do more up and down than side to side.
Yeah.
And up and down is no problem.
Yeah. No. It's the side to side. It's that roll. You get into the trough and stuff. So let's talk about that. When you're running and it's a big swell and you're in the trough, what happens?
Just go.
How does it work? I mean, come on. I've been on the boat, and you're like rolling side to side in the trough like that. I don't care how big the boat is. You're rolling side
to
side.
It works
fine.
Does it
stop that?
Yeah, it works fine.
And
underway, it works fine. And most boats are, you know, run better underway, right? So it's not working as hard underway than it would be at rest.
Uh-huh.
But you go in a certain area, and you got wind against current, and you stop the boat, and, you know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
And you go, God, okay, hold on, guys. I got to move the boat.
Here comes.
You know, and you got to move the boat, and you can't fish effectively there.
Yeah.
And now you don't worry about that situation. We were fishing on the Titan. I was fishing sea bass on Del Mar. And it had been blowing for like 3-4 days, and it was still 3-4 foot lump left over 8 seconds or something. Current screaming down the coast, sitting on a squid bed, right? And we weren't moving. And there was guys anchored. You've seen these guys. I mean, there's lights coming out of the water. And
it was us.
You know, and the next morning, they're all like, holy, what did you guys
you
do?
You got on that thing.
You know?
Rose back.
And we just went to sleep, you know. And the guys woke up and, you know, did our shifts and stuff. And, you know, we weren't worried. I wasn't worried about where to put the boat because no matter where I put it, we were covered.
Yeah, we were tossing and turning inside of you. It sucked.
Yeah. It was, and so you don't worry about that. You worry about where you're going to, we can't go over there because of the conditions, or I can't anchor here because of that, or I can't get here because of that. And it's
not a factor.
It just goes away. That is not a factor anymore.
Yeah.
You don't even think about it.
Berkeley?
Pete, another thing that I'm sure all of us can relate to down here is, you know, doing this kelp paddy fishing, and we're sitting there, and everybody's catching fish, and all of a sudden somebody comes speeding in with a big swell coming through, and we don't feel a thing. We sit there and we keep fighting fish, and I mean the safety, the value that's added, you know, is really significant.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, first time all morning, a line's been open.
Yep.
That is 858-457-1090 open right now, and that line just filled. But another one that just opened up is 877-792-1090. You get through at 877-792-1090. Hey, look who's on the line. Captain Frank, what's up?
Hi, Frank.
Well, not too much. Pretty good fishing in a lot of areas. I think you're well aware of Royal Polaris coming in with a fabulous trip on Friday.
They creamed
them. And they're back down on the 13 now to fish more yellowtail and wahoo and tuna. What I wanted to bring up was that the Liberty is now underway. I'm sure you've probably talked about it. Went out today with 7 passengers, and that we had a definite go on it with no reservations. Tomorrow we have 1 reservation, and it's a definite go. So we know that people aren't aware that the boat's running, so it'll run all week long as we have 1 reservation or more. So
wow.
Just want to let the folks know that it's out there. And yesterday he just had a fabulous day. He had 15 passengers. He had 35 yellowtail, 50 barracuda, some calico bass. Really nice fishing. And Tarl said the fish were 10 to 18 pounds on the yellows.
Wow. That's awesome. I know I had a good buddy that went on the trip, Tyler, and he said surface iron yellowtail, and there's good grades, biting all day. He said the boat was beautiful. I mean, just nothing but good compliments for the crew and the boat and the whole nine. He said it was an awesome day.
So for the first week, the Liberty will be running with 1 person if necessary.
We'll run with 1.
That's right.
Wow.
That's cool, Frank.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm down.
Well,
we got to get the boat out there and get people used to the fact that it's running out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, that's fantastic news, and fantastic news for the long-range fleet aboard the Royal Polaris, too, Frank. Any spots available on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun coming up?
Not that I'm aware of. In the near future, there might be 1 spot on August 14th, 7-day trip, which will probably go to Guadalupe Island. Other than that, the best thing to do is check our website, because as we get cancellations, Monica's very good about putting them up for both the Shogun and the Royal Polaris.
Very good. And I might add, too, RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com, ShogunSportFishing.com, and if you want to book a trip on the Liberty, be one of the chosen few to go out there on this new vessel, Fisherman'sLanding.com. You can book right online. Right, Frank?
That's right. Thank you both very much, and take care and have a wonderful end of the show.
All right.
Thanks, Frank.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump back into it.
Sounds good to me, man. How about we jump back in and talk to Vinny? Calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Vinny, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hanging in, Vinny.
Yeah, I got a question. I have some fluorocarbon that I've had for a couple of years, and I also have some 60, 80, 100-pound leader line that I've had for probably 10 years, and I'm just wondering, is that still good?
So I would say your fluorocarbon, as long as it's kept in, you know, a fairly appropriate place, not in the garage in Phoenix and not under a, you know, held right under a fluorescent light, fluorocarbon is going to be fine. The fluoro does not break down like mono does. Your heavier leader line, your 60, 80-pound for tying up your tuna feathers, if that's 10 years old, yes, it's time to replace. Mono definitely does break down after a few years.
Gotcha.
A couple of years, really, and the fluorocarbon, as long as it's kept appropriate, fluoro should be just fine.
Right, and then on these longer trips that they're doing, like, on these bigger fish at the session, are they doing fluoro?
I think fluoro is never a bad idea. You know, we've been putting a piece of fluoro on the popper, not necessarily for the less visible reasons. When you're casting a popper that's 12 inches long and it's neon yellow and it's spraying a 4-foot shower of water in front of it, those things aren't line shy. But fluorocarbon, like a good piece of 100 or 130 pound Seaguar fluorocarbon, it gives you much better abrasion resistance than mono does, and that's the only reason we're using it. It's just so if they eat the popper all the way down, bluefin definitely have teeth more so than most of the other tuna, and they shake their head a lot. You know, when you get them up to color, they flare their gill plates and shake their head, and they'll just chew you off. So the fluorocarbon is really used more to help you from getting chewed off than it is for the less visible reasons.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Whether you're trolling in the trough, sight fishing from the tower, or landing a prize game fish, True Offshore anglers demand the best in stabilization technology. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to a fellow angler.
I just wanted to let you know how happy we are with the Seakeeper. People are blown away with what it does. It's really awesome for daytime sword fishing, and it makes seeing the bite so easy in all conditions.
Now available for boats as small as 30 feet, Seakeeper eliminates up to 95% of boat roll. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to remind you, we have our Polaris Supreme four-day trip in August, August 16th through 20. It's been sold out for months.
Right.
Two spots just opened
up. Ooh, sweet.
You want to go August 16th through 20 on the Polaris Supreme
this
for
year?
4 days?
Oh, yeah.
You want to go, you better jump on it for sure. Call Polaris Supreme office or just go online, PolarisSupreme.com, and get on that Let's Talk Hookup trip August 16th through 20. And, Berkeley, you were talking about the Seakeeper and some of the opportunities. You have a local guy right here in town that services and installs right here in San Diego.
Yes, we've got Mr. Andrew Jones at Yacht System Services down in the Shelter Island Boatyard. Andrew's done several installations, and he's real good to review, you know, where we're going to put the Seakeeper and the costs involved. Another thing that's very helpful is we've got a very diverse library of thousands of installation photos to where a particular owner of a potential boat can have a look at, you know, where this piece
where
of equipment
might go.
Will go. Yep.
Yeah. Now, Ricky just posted on our Facebook post, on our Facebook Let's Talk Hookup Radio show, some pretty dramatic video and a link to the Seakeeper website.
Sick. Yeah. I mean, just go on our Facebook page at Let's Talk Hookup, and you'll see one, a link to their page. You can scope out the page from Seakeeper, and then there's a link to watching all the videos. Just click on you know, see it in action. There's probably 12 different videos up there. They're amazing. I mean,
dramatic.
It's absolutely amazing. You see the boat just pitching back and forth, side to side, and then you see it turned on, and it's just motionless. And then they have the two videos, one side by each. It's really cool. I just really recommend you just hop on your phone, hop on your computer, and check it out real fast. It's really cool. And it can be seen right from our Facebook page, which is Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, and if you want to go right to the Seakeeper website, what is it?
Yes, www.seakeeper.com, Pete.
Seakeeper.com. All right, very good. Well, Andrew's with us, Berkeley's with us, and Pete's with us.
I wanted Pete to tell that story. You mentioned it during the break that, you know, that your boss has a 35 Grady, and, you know, they were just able to just put it, right inside the cabin.
Yeah, well, it's got the cuddy cabin where you go down there as a bunk.
Right.
And they took the whole cuddy cabin off. And they put it under the bunk and raised the bunk up about 6 inches, put the mattress back on top of the bunk, put the console back on, and off you go.
So it's exactly how it was. The bed's now 3 inches higher before, and the boat doesn't roll.
Yeah.
How cool is that? That's so cool.
Pretty awesome. See, now you go lay in the bunk.
Yeah, exactly. You can use it.
Beyond incredible. Let's go ahead, Berkeley.
Andrew, do you want to add real quick as far as the insulation goes on some of these, you know, smaller boats and center consoles as you've got some good experience back east?
Andrew.
I said earlier, we've had a lot of success with the under 50-foot market over the past year. You know, we've found very creative ways of installing these, you know, all along. But now as the product is getting smaller and, of course, you know, less load, we're looking at utilizing, you know, new forms of ways of installing this aftermarket, such as on our demo boat, we put the unit in the leaning post. So rather than cutting the deck up or, you know, as Pete said, having to go and, you know, do carpentry work in the cabin, we simply, you know, took the leaning post, took the seat off, put the unit back in the leaning post, put the seat back on, and that was the complete installation. So it has us now embarking on designing leaning posts with the foundation for the gyro already embedded in the leaning post on the bottom part of it. So it should take these installations down to a simple, you know, 2 or 3 day job. You know, take out the existing leaning post, bonding this new leaning post, hook up the electrical and the water, and you're done.
Unbelievable.
So cool, man. That is so cool.
And as the technology becomes more and more for trailer boaters, for smaller boaters, it's just going to improve. It's going to get better and better. By when do you see, like, a good inventory of Seakeeper and the really, truly opportunity for somebody with a 35, a 30 foot or 25 or 30, let's say 25 to 30 foot center console or cuddy cabin type boat. When do you see that technology available readily for that boat?
So we're going to look to launch something very exciting in terms of product that, you know, will continue to scale this technology down over the next 6 months or so, and that will be the first step in going there. And then the future vision would be, you know, sometime before 2020, have a product that would get us down to 25 foot. And then again, it won't stop there. We really want to get the technology down to 20 foot, and I believe that we can make that happen within the next 5 years.
Pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
That's pretty amazing. And of course, with the technology, the cost will come down, and it's just a matter of, it might become just a regular piece of equipment or regularly like you'd add it on, like you'd add on an autopilot or or a fish finder or something like that.
Yep.
Don't leave home without it.
Yeah.
It's in a lot of the applications now, it's virtually become a standard. Pete's, you know, Viking is a good example. When we started selling into Viking in 2010, you know, a couple people were, you know, hesitant of the new technology, you know, similar to bow thrusters. I remember when they first came out, you know, and no one wanted to put a bow thruster on. Now almost every boat 30 foot above has it. But now we've seen that relationship and partnership with Viking grow, where I believe now somewhere 95% of the boats that they're building and pushing out the door are equipped with our system. And so much so that they're now designing their boats specifically around Seakeeper. So they have a bigger hatch where you could just drop the unit in. They're actually designing it to carry the weight aft. So boats are now taking this technology into consideration very early in the design just to make it even more practical.
Wow.
So indeed. Cool.
Well, let's jump back into those phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Everybody wants to keep talking to the boys. How about next time we go to Roger? He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hey, Roger, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
No, thank you. This is great technology, and everyone should go to their website. I did that before the show. I'm going to build an electric fishing boat when I hit the lottery, so it's going to be about 100 foot. How big is that unit going to be, and how much is it going to weigh? I'm going to make an electric drive fishing boat. How big is the unit going to be for a 100-footer?
So if you had a standard 100 footer, what would the right product be?
You know what we'd want. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, go ahead, Berkeley. You can take this one.
What we want to do first is go ahead and get all the whole data on the vessel so we could do our sizing, our performance prediction report of what we'd be looking at. And that would be the most important thing.
Yep. There you go.
Hey, I could add our Seakeeper 35, which is our biggest unit that we have in our portfolio. That unit will do boats up to about 120 tons, so you know a little over 220, 230,000 pounds. And that unit weighs just under 4,000 pounds.
Wow.
The unit.
And how many square foot is it?
It's about 1.4 foot in length and similar in width.
Wow, very narrow. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Chip calling us from Julian this morning. What's up, Chip? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Chip.
Yeah, I'm just fired up on this stabilizer system. I've been running yachts for probably 35 years, and I wish that Seakeeper was available 35 years ago.
Yep.
He's shaking his head, yes.
Yeah.
You know, and you guys alluded to the issue of, like, Avalon sitting on the hook or in the can, and, man, I tell you, I would have been a rock star if I would have put that thing in there.
No doubt.
Because, you know, like the old systems, the Gen systems, Naiad and Vosper and stuff like that, they work great underway, but when you're sitting on the can and you get, you know, the rolls and all that good stuff and launching wine bottles all over the place.
Exactly.
Boy, I tell you, that would be a game changer there.
I'm sure you can relate to, for example, sitting there cooking, and we always had these stoves, and you had to make the little stainless rails around the stoves.
Right. Little clamps.
We don't need those anymore.
Nope. We cook in any condition, and we don't need that stuff anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Cook now. Okay. Stop.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody, hold on. Hang on. One of my favorite things was when Pete first. Go ahead, Chip.
Go ahead.
When Pete first brought that boat over from the East Coast, and there, you know, when they first got here, and there was still marlin fishing going on, and the boats were set up for the East Coast. There was no bow rail. It was a sexy East Coast sport fisher, no railing, no nothing. And they were fishing striped marlin on the bow with no bow rail. It was no big deal. They'd push a button and the boat doesn't move. So they'd walk up onto the bow of the 60-footer with no railing whatsoever and fire mackerel off and hook striped marlin. Like
We found a sleeper one day, and it was blowing 15 knots by 3 foot. And it was in the trough, right? And the only way I could approach it was in the trough. And Barry ran up to the bow in the trough and 15 knots of wind, cast it off the bow, and we hooked it.
With no bow rail.
No bow rail.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Whoa. I still don't understand that concept of no bow rail or swim step on East Coast boats.
Yeah.
Well, we got everything on the boat now but the swim step.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Chip. Appreciate that very much. Scott Sherman. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, guys. Amazing show. I'm fascinated by this technology. You know, I've got the new boat now, and already you guys are trying to get me to put new things on it to make it even better.
So why not?
That's what we're all about, buddy, making things better.
Yeah, but as soon as it gets down to that 25-foot size, then we'll start talking. They finally got the new Parker out there on from West Marine, got it out on the water this weekend. First day just did the shakedown run. Now that I got the engines up to speed, we got out to La Jolla with my grandson and put him on some little yellowtail and bonita, and he's now officially hooked on fishing, can't wait to go again. And then Friday got out for the tuna, and we hooked one on the surface iron and had him getting ready to start preparing for gaff, and he just came unbuttoned on the treble hook. It wasn't a single hook surface iron. It was a treble. I don't know if that was the issue. But boat's running great, and can't say enough about Kevin and the crew up there at the West Coast Marine, man. I tell you, that boat is dialed in and running really, really nice. And thank you guys for talking me into the dual 200s because it makes a lot of difference, I can tell already.
I can
imagine. Awesome, Sherm.
Yeah, that's great news. That's awesome.
Excited for you, buddy.
25-foot Parker, man. Okay, we're waiting for our ride.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Phone's still working.
Well, and I'm waiting to hear when this product's going to be ready for the 25-footers. It'll be very interesting. I know my wife would like to be able to get out on the water for one for the constant seasickness issue. So
yeah.
This could be a game changer.
Same situation. Now, did you insure that boat with Fifth Avenue Insurance?
I did.
Okay, good. Just checking. is checking. Hey, congratulations. Thanks, on the new boat, Sherm. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more.
How about we real quick talk to Kenny? Caught us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. Morning, Kenny. Welcome to the show.
Hey, morning, guys. My question was answered already about the weight of the device and stuff. But, hey, I got something else you guys need to put on those boats is those the Olakai quick-dry shoes. You guys gave me a pair that just got them the other day. Those are really cool shoes. I love them to death.
The new Olakais, the Noe mesh?
Yeah.
The mesh?
Yeah, the quick-dry shoe. They're, you know, it's pretty cool.
Oh.
I'm way overdue for a pair of boots, but I'm going to start using the shoes.
Oh, there you go, Kenny.
They're awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out, speaking of Maui Jims, who's got a brand new pair of Maui Jims coming your way. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's long range season and time to get your gear ready. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. We are proud to be Southern California's premier Shimano dealer. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranks, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Flatfall, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to properly equip you for your trip. Come visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is hard to miss. Right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and more, including a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check the latest from Hobie, the Eclipse, taking fitness out of the gym and onto the water. Test a new Eclipse kayak or stand-up paddleboard free right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD Series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD Series tough boxes provide heavy-duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough Bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XRRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
At the Mighty 1090, it's always football season. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Man, I had fun talking Seakeeper today. This is very cool. And hey, speaking of, we got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. A brand new pair of Haleakala Maui Jims is going to Oscar in San Diego. Sorry, Oscar. Congratulations. Oscar. You are going to love those glasses.
Oscar's going to love those glasses. The Maui Jims, absolute best. Once you go there, you will not go back. Hey, I want to remind you, there's still a few spots left on our Let's Talk Hookup day and a half trip aboard the Eclipse. This Tuesday night, 9 p.m., leaves Tuesday night, 9 p.m., and we're going to have some swag on the boat to give away. Ryan Christensen, our phone guy, is going to be hosting the trip and going with you. Fish is Wednesday, And then back Thursday morning, all-inclusive trip includes all your meals, and they serve.
Oh, man.
They have a great
so
chef
good.
On the Eclipse. 4:45, including all the permits, everything else. Limited to 22 passengers. And if you want to go, you can book online right now, EclipseSportFishing.com, or give them a call at 619-995-6880 and jump on that trip. That's going to be a fun one. And we sure appreciate Andrew Sempervivo, VP of Sales for Seakeeper, calling us from New Jersey. Thanks for hanging in there for a couple hours with us. It was a fascinating show, and the information you provided was just amazing.
No, thank you guys very much. Appreciate it. Great show. And, you know, again, thank you.
Yeah, well,
awesome,
thank
Andrew.
You. And we'll look forward to talking more Seakeeper in the future. And Berkeley Andrews, who's the local rep, if somebody wants to learn more, you're the guy to see, right?
That's right. Go ahead to our website at www.seakeeper.com, and you can find my information and our local partners if you have a potential, you know, builder.
Okay.
Take care of you.
And you'll actually come out and talk to them and kind of give them the lowdown about what Seakeeper will do for their boat.
Absolutely.
The technology, do the study, make sure that that's what Seakeeper will do for that boat.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And Pete, you're the guy that takes them out and demos it, right?
Yeah, we'll be working with, get a hold of Berkeley, and you know, if they're really serious about it, we set up occasional sea trials, and it's just education. You can talk all you want until you go out and push that button.
You'll realize.
Yeah, because it's just new technology. Anytime there's new technology, you're uncertain about it. And because something new, you're kind of like, well, is that can really happen until you go out there and witness it?
Yeah.
Take a ride, be amazed. That's our slogan.
Take a ride, be amazed.
Yeah.
Well, I think Dave Hansen said it best. Like, yeah, I'm getting one of those things, man.
It's true. I pulled up to him, and that thing was rolling like crazy.
That's
great.
A dirty trick.
Well, thank you, guys. It was great.
Cool,
great
guys.
Information. Great unique thing to talk about. And next weekend, another great weekend of shows. Next Saturday, Captain Brandon Hayward from the Bite Journal and One Man Charters is going to be in the Mighty 1090 studios with us. And then next Sunday, Captain Larry Hansen from the Pacific Fishing and Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. A couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.